Shnayis Psochim Perik Yud Lilu Nishmas Sorer Elke Basrep Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel passed away on Achren Shel Pesach Heit Alofim Tovshin Ayin. This Mishnayis is learned Lilu Nishmasot Hei Nishmasot Trura B'Tzrei Rachay Perik Yud Psochim Mishna Aleph Arvei Psochim Samuch Limincha Erev Pesach. Within a half an hour before Mincha, that would be 3 o'clock if the day and the night are equal, starts at 6 and ends at 6. So that would be 9.5 hours on the day. So 9 hours of the day. So Mincha. Or 3 o'clock. So Lo Yechal Odom Atshech Techshech. So a person is not permitted to eat until nightfall. Vafilu ani shebi Yisrael, even a very poor Jew, lo yochal, should not eat the night of Pesach ad sheyesev, until he will be sitting on a bed by the table. Velo yifchusu leim arba kosu shel yayin, and the one who distributes the charity should give him no less than, see to it that he has enough for 4 cups, enough money to buy 4 cups of wine for every poor person. Va'afilu min atamchi, even if he's so poor, so that those the distributors of tzedakah give him ready food. In other words, they don't give him money to buy food, but they give him the actual food that they collect from the people of the city. So even such a poor person needs to be given 4 cups of wine. Says the Bartanura, Arvei Psochim Samuch Lemincha, says the Bartanura, Koidem Lemincha Ma'at, a little bit before the time of Mincha. That is Kimoi Chatzi Shoah, about a half hour, which is B'tchilas Shoah Asidis, in the beginning of the 10th hour. The Tamid Koriv B'teisha Umachza. The Tamid was sacrificed at the hour 9 and then a half hour. V'hu Zman HaMincha, that is the time of the Mincha, when we daven Mincha to correspond with the time when the Karban was Makriv. That's the time of the Koidem LeMincha. If we say what we said before Mincha is a Chatisho, Harei B'tchilas Shoah Asiri, so that means in the beginning of the 9th hour, half an hour before the beginning of the 10th hour, that is when the 10th hours begins. And that was already half, 9.5 hours. So he says at this time of Arvei Psochim Samuch Lemincha, the beginning of the 10th hour, so lo yechal odom, a person shouldn't eat kidei, says the Bar Tanura, she yechal matzah l'tiyoven, so that he should be eating matzah at night time with desire, mishum hidur mitzvah, because that's the best way to do the mitzvah. V'lechem pshitet le'motzi ochel. V'lechem, bread, it's obvious that he's not permitted to eat. Why? The chometz osur mishay shosur umaylo. For chometz is prohibited from 6 hours and above. That is even minatoyde, the end of the 6th hour, when v'chatzois. But Rabban, even before that, Shorvis, or the other, because there's two opinions. But anyways, but this chometz is also from earlier. Oh, matzah nami, and also matzah, also hamrinim b'Yerushalmi. We say in Gemara Yerushalmi, oichel matzah b'erev Pesach. One who eats matzah on eve Pesach is kibah al arus sosei b'veis chomov, is equated compared to one who has a relationship with his betrothed woman in his father-in-law's house. In other words, before she was married to him, and eating the matzah before the mitzvah on that same day is compared to that. So, v'lein nitzrucha, so this halacha was not needed to teach us ela lishar eichlim, but for other foods, not non-bread foods, shalei yimalei kreisui mehen, he should not fill his stomach with them. Then he says, even the poor amongst Israel should not eat an Achi Yesuv until he will sit b'mita anahi, on a bed, ba'al ha-shulchan, and that's by the table, k'derech b'necherin, as free people do. Then the Mishnah says, v'layif chesuloi, they should not give him less. So says the Bar Tanura, this is gaboy tzedakah, ha-mefarnes yunasa'anihim, those who are in charge for tzedakah, who support the poor people. Goes on to say, the Mishnah, v'afilu mispanes min ha-tanchoi, even if he gets his sustenance from the tzedakah, which is called tamchoi. So Bar Tanura explains, the hainu, that is an oni sheba'anihim, poor amongst the poor. We learned in Mesechtepeya, Misha Yesh Loi Mazin Shtei Sudis, a person who has enough for a meal of two meals, Loyitel Min Ha Tamchui, should not take from the Tamchui. So even he is too rich to take from the Tamchui, even if he has only two meals. So still, they're supposed to give him no less than the Arba Kaisus. Medalat koisus, says the Bar Tanura, that's four cups, is kinegadalud l'shoynes shel geula, that corresponds to the four languages of redemption, sheyesh b'parshus v'eira, that we find in the portion of Eira, v'hitzeisi, v'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lokachti. Mishnah base. Mosbi loikoyir shirishen, when they poured in the first cup for Kiddush, shamayimri, mishamayse, mivarich al hayayim, you make the blessing for the day, which means you make Kiddush, v'yachakach mevarich al hayayin, and afterwards you make the bracha for the wine. You make the bar priagofen. First you make the blessing on the wine, you say the bar priagofen, v'yachakach mevarich al hayayin, and afterwards you make the blessing on for the day, which is you make Kiddush. Says the Bar Tanura, mevarich al hayayin, you make the blessing for the day, b'tchila Kiddush Hayom. First, this is Beishami's opinion, first you make Kiddush of the day. V'achakach, and afterwards you say the wine by Priagofen. Shetchila Kiddush Hayom, because first these days became holy, the Yom Tov entered, v'achakach b'hayayin, and then the wine comes. Ukshem shekoydum liknisa, just like first comes the Yontif, Kein Kodin Lebracha, so they also, the blessing you made on the Yontif first, on the day. But Beisil say, Mevorich al hayayin, you make the blessing on the wine, says the Bar Tanura Techila, first you make the blessing, V'hu adin lemekadish al hapas. Same thing is, whether, even if you make Kiddush on the over bread, Shehayayin al hapas, Gormim lekiddush hayayin, because it's the wine or the bread that cause the saying of the Kiddush for the day. Shim ein lo yayin epas lo yikadosh, if he has no wine or bread, then he shouldn't make Kiddush. And therefore, it's the wine and the bread that cause the Kiddush, so therefore you make first the bracha on the wine or bread, and then you make the bracha on the Kiddush. Mishnah Gimel, heviyu lefonov, they brought in front of the person vegetables to eat. So he has to first dip it into vinegar or in salt water, and he eats it. And if he doesn't have vegetables, so then metabel b'chazeres. So then he dips in the chazeres, the mortar in vinegar or in salt water, and he eats it. At she magia liparperes hapas, until he breaks the matzah, so he doesn't eat anything. Hevi lefanov, they brought for him matzah v'chazeres v'charisus, matzah and chazer, that's the mortar, and chareses, ushnei tafshilin, and two cooked items. That's the egg and a piece of meat. Af al pishen chareses mitzvah, although the chareses is not a mitzvah, it is only to weaken the strength of the chrein of the murderer. Nevertheless, he should take charoses. Rabbi Tzadik says, it is a mitzvah to eat charoses. Ubimikdash. And at the time the Beis Hamikdash existed, they would bring before him the entire Pesach of sacrifice. Sagda Bar Tanura in Gimel, Heviyu Lefanov, they brought it before him. What did they bring before him? So it says, Bar Tanura Hayirokis. They brought before him vegetables, kidei sheyakir tinok v'yishol, so that the child should recognize that there's something different here, and he's going to ask. V'yishol, he's going to ask. Lefishei derech lahavi yirakis kedum suda. It's unusual. It's not accustomed to bring the vegetables before the meal. Then it says matbil bechazeres. He dips in chazeres. So he says lav davke chazeres. It doesn't mean that you dip the chazeres. The tibul rishin ze havi bishar yirokis. You don't dip in the mortar, but you dip in other vegetables. Elo, but rather im ein loy shar yirokis. If he doesn't have any other vegetables, then metabel bechazeres. Then he dips in the chazeres. V'mekoyim shar yirokis in the place of the other vegetable. V'loshin. Matbil oichel. When it says he dips, it means that he really eats. The lashon of matbil means you dip, but you're eating. Because every time they ate, they would dip it first. Kari lachila tibul. He calls the eating dipping. Omihu tibul ze. This dipping la becharesesu is not in chareses. Midiktoni lefono lekamon. It says later on. They brought before him the matzah and the mora and the charoses. So it has to be meklal that ein lohuvu, that they weren't brought yet. But even though it says also makbil bechazeres, so that means that he did have the chazeres before, and later on he says it's just bringing it to him later. But l'chayda that is either because he's talking about the avid when he didn't have im ein lo shari rokis then chazeres, or that says beferish that they brought the chazeres for that purpose of dipping because he needed something, some vegetable to dip, and they didn't have anything else, so they brought the chazeres. But since it didn't say that they had the chareses and they just brought it later, it just says matbil, so it must mean that the chareses was not there yet. And then the Mishnah says that they also brought the they brought him the mat v'chazeres ad shemagi. It says leparper es hapas. What do you mean shemagi leparper es hapas? Leachilas matzah. That means to the eating of the matzah. There's no other eating until the eating of the matzah. Welcome Ashmalon, and this is coming to teach us she'ein achila acheres, that there is no other eating mafsekes that would take place, interrupt bin achilas yirakis l'achilas matzah, in between the eating of the vegetable to eating of the matzah. The koydim sheyagia lo'isa chazeres shal mitzvah, because prior to reaching the level that mortar of the mitzvah shemivarach olav al achilas mortar, that he will make on it the blessing for eating mortar eichel matzah tchila. So first he's going to eat the matzah first, kidiksiv, as it says in Bamidbar Tes, al matzis umereidim. So that means matzis bereisha v'hodor umereidim. First he's going to eat their matzah, and then he's going to eat the mortar. So then it says they bring before him the matzah and the chazeres and also the chareses. The chareses, he says, that is sha'isim, that you make it mit'enim from figs, veluzim, and nuts, batnim, ushkedim, and almonds, and batnim is kind of nuts, v'kamim in epeiris, and several different kinds of fruit. U'masimim b'hem b'tapuchim, and they place in it apples. V'dochin akil b'meducha, and you grind it all up in a grinder. U'ma'arvin b'chemetz, and you mix it in with vinegar. V'neisnin alaha tavlin, and you place on it spices, the korneh, v'kinomin, the Konik Nomen, Kein Psilis Dakis Arucha, is like long wicks, thin long wicks, Zeichel Lekash, that should, as a reminder to the straw, V'tzorich Sheti Yo'ava, and we need that to be thick, which is be a Zeichel Letit, as a remembrance to the mortar. So then it says, you bring the Chareses and the two Tavshilin, Afo Pishen Chareses Mitzvah. So although the Chareses is not a mitzvah, El Lerfu, but the Chareses, the Batanuda, is just done there for a for medicine. It's for healing. Lebatel Seraf HaChazeres, to take away the Seraf of the Chazeres. Shadav Kosher Leguf Ke'eres, that's bad and it's difficult for the body, like poison. So it's not a mitzvah, that's what you do, the but you still bring the chareses. Rabbi Lazar B'Tzedek, Eimer Mitzvah, Rabbi Lazar B'Tzedek says, no, that it is a mitzvah. It's a zecher l'tapuach, it's a reminder for the tapuach, sho'yel l'shom b'neim l'etzev, where the Jewish women would give birth their children without pain. And also a zecher l'tit, that's a remembrance for the mortar. Mishnah Dalet, Masgulei Kosheni, when they poured him a second cup, Bekan Haben Shoyel Esavi, and here, when you pour the second cup, the child asks his father, Manishtano, why is it different? V'imein Das Beven, and if the child doesn't have enough understanding to ask, Aviv Melamde, his father teaches him, why is this night different from all years? All nights that we wish to eat, we eat chametz, and we can eat matzah. But halayla ze kule matzah, the night of Pesach, we have to eat only matzah and not chametz. All nights, if we wish, we eat all different types of vegetables. Halayla ze morer, but the night of Pesach, we must eat morer. And during the time that the Beis HaMikdash was in existence, the child asked another additional question. Shabuchol HaLeilois, all the nights on the Eichlim we eat basar tzli, roasted meat, shaluk, which is very strongly cooked, mevushal, or regular cooked, halayla hazeh, but the night of Pesach, kula tzli, we have to eat only roasted meat. Shabuchol HaLeilois, all nights, eino namad bil nafilu pam echas, we don't dip in even once. Halayla hazeh, but the night of Pesach, shtep amim, we dip in twice. Or if it died, it shall ben ovim lamde. According to the understanding of the child, his father teaches him the answer. Maschil beginus, you begin with the shame. Either avadim hayinu, we were slaves, or mitchila avidavid hazarif, in the beginning, our father worshipped idols. Messiah Bishvach, and then we conclude with praise that Kirvon Hamokim Lavedosa, God brought us close to His service. Because of Sinim Mitzrayim, He redeemed our fathers of Egypt. The Deidish Marami Oved Avi, and you expound from the verse Arami Oved Avi. There are Arami who want to destroy the destroyer of my father. Ach Yigmer Kolakha Pasha Kula, until he concludes the entire Pasha. Says the Bar Tanura, but after they pour the second cup, the Kan Haben Shoyel, and here the son asks, says the Batanuda B'chol HaSvarim, in all the Sfarim of the Mishnayis, in all the books of the Mishnayis, in Kosu V'chan, it's not written V'chan, Elo V'chein, and so Kimoi, this is similar to the expression of Kain Bnei Slavchad Devris in Bamidrach Hosayin. And as if to say that this is the V'chein, this is V'dinu, and this is by justice of Mezigas Kesheni, when you pour the second cup, Yaben Shoyel Manishtana, the son should ask, why is it different? And one of the questions that we would ask in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, He says halayla hazeh. They say the question halayla hazeh kulei tzli. This night we all eat all roasted. So he says in the batanuda bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, at the time that the beis hamikdash was in existence, hoya haben shoyel kach. Then the son would ask this question. So, because in the time of the beis hamikdash they had the Korban Pesach Tzli, Mashenkin. After the Korban Pesach, we don't have this Tzli because we don't eat the Korban Pesach. Maschil Bignus, the father teaches him, and then he begins with the Gnus, with the shame. Mitchila Evdei Kichovim Hoyu Aviseinu, by saying that in the beginning our fathers were idol worships, and also Vavodim Hoyinu, and they were slaves. Misayim bishvach, and he completes with praise. Shekirvono hamokim labedosei, that Hashem brought us close to His service. V'gol esavisen v'mitzrayim, and He redeemed our forefathers from Egypt. Mishnehei, Rabban Gamliel, Hoya Eimer, Rabban Gamliel would say, Kol shele omar shloisha dvorim elu b'pesach. Whoever did not say a reason why we eat these three things on Pesach, leyotzi dechavosei, so he has not fulfilled his obligation, the Elohim. And this are they, and the following are them: Pesach, Matzah, Morah. Pesach, why do we eat a Korban Pesach? Al Shum Shepasach Hamok HaBotah V'Senu B'Mitzrayim, is because God passed over the houses of our fathers in Egypt. Matzah, why do we eat Matzah? Al Shum Shenigelu Avisenu B'Mitzrayim, because our parents were redeemed of Egypt. Morer, why do we eat morer? Al shum shemirur hamitzrim eschai v'sen mitzrayim, is because the Egyptians made the life of our parents bitter in Egypt. Chol der v'der chai v'odim diris es atzmei, in every generation, every person is obligated to see himself kilu yotzim mitzrayim, just as if he had exited Egypt, shenemar, as it states, v'igad to levincho b'yimu lemer, you should tell your son in this day to say, babur zeh, because of this thing, also Hashem li, God made to me, b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim, when I went out of Egypt. Lefichach anachnu chayav lehodis v'chulu. That's what we have to praise until lahalel to give halel, to give praise l'shabeyach, to lefoyer l'remem, to exalt lahader. Levarich, to bless, la'ale, to exalt, to lekalis, all languages of praises, lemisha, also v'laveseinu v'lanu, to one who made for ourselves, for our fathers, and for us. It's called Anisim Ma'ila, all these miracles, Hitzion, Avdus Lecheiris, he's taken us out from slavery to freedom, Miyagain Lisimcha, from sadness to joy, Me'evil Liyamtu, from mourning to a holiday, Ma'afela Lergodl, from darkness to great light, Umishibud Ligi'ula, from slavery to redemption, V'nemer Lefonav Haluka, will say before him Haluka. The Batanur explains the words that Rabbi Gamliel says, Kol Shalom, Ashlesh Dvorim Elu, everyone who didn't say these things, that it means not he has to say just these words, but Shalai Pidish Taimon Shal Gimud Dvorim Halalu, that he did not explain the reason for these three things, hasn't fulfilled his obligation. Pasuk Mishnah Vav, Ad Heichen Ho'emer, up to where does he say the halal? That comes, the part of halal that comes before eating. B'shamay Emri, B'shamay say, Ad, until Chalomish L'mayin Moim, until the place of Chalomish L'mayin Moim. V'chaysim B'gi'ula, and he finishes the Haggadah with the blessing of Geula. How should he say this bracha? Rabbi Tarfon says he should say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Geolonu V'Gol Esaveseinu Mitzrayim, that the one who redeemed us and redeemed our fathers of Egypt. V'Lo Ha'yochaisam, and he did not conclude with a blessing. Rabbi Akiva says that he should say after still Kein Hashem Elokeinu Chulu, as the Velekei Aveseinu Yageinu should reach us, Lamoyidim Vergolim Achelim, to festivals and other holidays, Haboyim Luksen L'Sholim, to come towards us with for peace, Smeichim Bebinyan Irecha V'Sosim Bevedesecha, rejoicing in the building of your city and rejoicing in your service. Will either from the shlamim offerings and from the Pesachs, chulu ad until he comes to Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. Blessed are you, Hashem, redeems Yisrael. So the Tanakhama just said that he finishes with saying Geula. Kloimar, to say Messiah Messiah Agoda, that you complete saying that God, the Birchas Geula with the blessing of redemption. Loipirish Tanakhama Lemilsa, the Tanakhama hadn't explained, Heich Mevarchinoisa, how do you make these brachas with the chsimus of Geula? But also Rabbi Tarf from Rabbi Akiva, Lefrusha Lemilsa, so Rabbi Tarf from Rabbi Akiva came to explain this matter. Rabbi Tarfon Eimer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Peseach Bebaruch, you open up by saying a blessing, Baruch, Ve'enechoise Bebaruch, and you don't conclude a Baruch. Midi Dehavi Abrichas Apedus, Abrichas Amitzvahs, since it's the same as making a blessing for fruit or making a blessing in the mitzvahs, the Kulo Chodo Hidahi, it's all one thank you. Or the Rabbi Kiva, Choisim Bebaruch, and according to Rabbi Akiva, we do conclude it also with a Baruch Lifshemoisiv Ba, because he adds in the Divrei Ritzui, word of appeasement to Bakosha and request. Kenya Geinu V'chulu. And V'aloche ke Rabbi Akiva, the loche is like Rabbi Akiva. Mishneh Zayin. Mozgul Lekeshlishi, when you pour him a third cup, Mevarech Al Mezoinei. So then he benches for his food. And Revi'i, the fourth cup, Koimer Olav as a halal, so he completes over here the halal. Va'imir Olav Birchas Hashir, and he says on it the blessing of song, that is Nishmas, Kolchai, and Yahalalucha. Bein HaKoises Halalu, in between these cups, between the second and the third cup, if he wishes to drink an additional wine, yishtei is allowed to drink. But bein shlishi l'revi'i, between the third and the fourth cup, la yishtei, he should not drink. Says the Bar Tanura that after you pour the third cup, it says the Mishnah, you make you bench on the Birchas Hamazon Amazonei. On the fourth one, you complete the halal and you say Birchas Hashir. What is the Birchas Hashir? Says the Bar Tanura, is the Amri. Others say that it's Nishmas Kol Chai Tevarich. Is the Amri, and others say it's Yahaluch Hashem Kol Masecha. That is the Birchas Hashir. V'nohagul Limemrinu L'Tervayu, and the custom is to say them both. Mishnah Ches Ein Maftirin. You're not permitted to eat after the Korban Pesach. In other words, you can't say, Maftirin is actually to express, to open your mouth and say, after you've eaten the Korban Pesach, bring more food. Afikuman, bring more food. Yeshunu, if in the middle of the eating of the Korban Pesach, they fell asleep. Miktosim, if only some of the people of the group fell asleep and the rest of them are awake. So when they get up from the sleep, they can eat, continue eating. Kulon, but on the other hand, if everyone, all the whole group fell asleep, then not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi says, Nisnam Nirmu, if the some of the people from the group only snoozed off, then they can eat the Korban Pesach when they get up. But if nirdemu, if they were totally fell asleep, even if it wasn't the entire group, lo yechlu, then they cannot continue eating the Korban Pesach. And he disagrees on the first opinion. Says the Bar Tanura, ein maftirin achar haPesach hafikoyim, ein maftirin. Anisha Maiti, I heard the word of Maftirim is Loshen Yaftiru Besofo. They open with their lip, with their mouth. Tilum Chav Peis Kolaymer. That means Peischem VeEmrim. That you don't open up and say. Rabbi Sepirish Loshen Hanifter Mechaveru. They say from the language one who departs. Kshinaftorim in Hasuda. When you part from the meal, Ein Masaymen Oisa, you don't conclude it. Ba'afiku koiman, ba'afiku monaychu. with take out your portions, klemer, to say tetsiu, take out your vessels, klemer tetsiu klecha mekan, uvenelech v'nechum makamachar. Let's take your dishes from here and let's go elsewhere. Lo pas v'lo shum dover, no bread and no other item. Gizeda, this is the decree. Dilma also the mechel mina pesach b'shnei mekomos, that he might come to eat from the korban pesach in two places. Avol lachel dvarim acherim b'mekom marishin, but to eat other food in the first place is permitted. Ubilvad, conditional shelo yekum mechavur azu lachel mechavur acheres, that he should not tear out from this group to go eat with another group. The East Bigamara, there is in the Gemara man the Pirush who explained a maftin nachapesach afikoyman, that it means apiku mine mesika, to bring out some sweets. The achash ochalas apesach, that after one has eaten the korban pesach, and niftarim min asuda, we do not part from the meal bachilas mine mesika peres by eating types of sweets and fruits, that is customary to eat as a dessert for the meal. Bafilu bimkoyman, and even in the place, so that the taste of the korban pesach should not get lost from its mouth. And so is the main ruling. And just like we don't part after the korban pesach with afikoyman, kach ein maftirin achar matz afikoyman. Likewise, and nowadays that we don't have the real korban pesach, so after the matzah we don't part from the meal by afikoyman. So tzorich sheyechol kizayis matzah b'achareina, he needs to eat a size of an olive of matzah at last bizman shein pesach, and when there is no pesach. V'achar oisa matzah, and after that matzah, ein niftarim. You do not part from it by eating any other item. Then the Mishnah says, if Yoshnu Miktsosom, if part of them fell asleep in the middle, Yochlu Kulon, Yochlu, then they can continue eating, but if Kulon lo Yochlu, if they all fell asleep, then you can't eat the Korban Pesach. Yoshnu Kulon lo Yochlu, im hischilu lechel pischeim, if they begin to eat the Korban Pesach, v'yashnu kulam, they all fell asleep, shuv lo yechol, they shouldn't eat anymore. The nirek yechol b'shnei mekomos, because that has the appearance as eating in two places. The ma'achash yashnu, since they have fallen asleep, yizichad died to melechol oid, they have given up their mind from eating any further. V'chashuv lekesh to l'chil shnei mekomos, and that's considered as eating in two places. V'chumru ba'al mahin, and that's an extra stringency. The same thing applies to matzah. And nowadays, that if in the middle of eating the matzah, they fall asleep, shouldn't eat any further matzah. That's the matzah that is used in the place of the Korban Pesach, you know, at the end of the meal. Rabbi Yossi says, Nisnam namu yechlo, that if they just snoozed off, they could eat. They should koi. He is referring and going back to the first part of the Mishnah. The Omar Tanakama, Tanakama says, Yoshnu Miktsosum Yochlu, that if part of them fell asleep, they could eat. Vasar of Yosilimimimus, so Rabbi Yossi is coming to tell us, Hanim Ili, that's only one of these things that they can eat if some of them fell asleep, is Imdisnam Numu. If they just snoozed off, Shalin Nishku, Bishina, they did not become totally asleep and sink in their sleep. But if they fell fast asleep, miktsosam, part of them, so these people that totally fell asleep, when they wake up miktsosam from their sleep, they shouldn't eat. That even if only miktsosam fell asleep, but if they fell a strong sleep, they can no longer eat the korban pesach afterwards. Mishnah Tes, HaPesach Acher Chatzos, the meat of the Korban Pesach, which is left after midnight, Metames HaYadayim, it defiles the hands that touch the meat, they become Tame. HaPigul, a Korban that when you thought about it when you shechted it or when you sprinkled the blood, you thought to eat it longer than the time that the Torah permits, v'anoyser, and the meat of a korban which is left over after the time that it says in the Torah that you can eat it. So the hands that touch the korban, pigul or the noiser, become tamer. Beitach b'chsa Pesach, he made the blessing on the korban Pesach of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kishon Tzvi Lech La Pesach. Potar es shel zevach, he already exempt from making a blessing on the zevach and the korban chagiga. Beitach shel zevach, if he made a bracha on the korban chagiga, Asher Kishon Tzvi Lech La Chla Zevach, loy potar es shel Pesach, he did not exempt a blessing on the korban Pesach, but he has to make a bracha on the korban Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, Lo yizu peteres zu. Not the blessing of the Korban Pesach can exempt the Korban Chagiga. Lo yizu peteres zu. And not the blessing of the Chagiga can exempt the Korban Pesach. But he has to make on the Korban Pesach, make a special bracha for the Korban Pesach. And for the Chagiga, he has to make a separate bracha. Says the Bar Tanura. Pesach achar chatzos, that the Pesach after midnight metames yidayim, then it defiles the hands that touch it. Ha'noiser hu mechatzos ve'elech, because it becomes leftover from midnight and on. But Rabbanon gozud al ha'noiser, the Rabbanon, the sages decreed on the noiser sheitames yidayim that it should defile the hands kidei sheleis atzlu b'achilosan, so that people should not be lazy in eating them. And they should eat it up. Umenolan the Pesach lachar chatzos havi noiser. Where do we know that Pesach after midnight is noiser? Left over the ksiv of Pesach, because of Pesach it says in Shmos Yudbeis v'ichlu es abosar b'laylo hazeh. Eat the meat in this night. So ksiv hasma dir the pasuk says avarti beretz mitzrayim b'laylo hazeh. Says I will pass through the land of Egypt at this night. Malhal not chatzos, just like there. Passing of Hashem is only by midnight. Avkan at Chatzos here too, it's till midnight. Now we talk about if he makes the Brichas HaPesach. What is the Brichas HaPesach? Says the Bar Tanura, Shekidushonim Mitzvei Sivitzvonu Lechel HaPesach, to eat the Korban Pesach. Brichas HaZevach. What is the blessing of the Zevach? Shekidushonim Mitzvei Sivitzvonu Lechel HaZevach. Zevach Omer Kan. What kind of offering does we talk about here? Hu Chagigas Yom Yudalet. That's the festival that the Chagiga that we bring on the 14th to get the Korban Pesach. V'halacha ki Rabbi Akiva, halacha ki Rabbi Akiva, that loizu b'terezu, loizu b'terezu. Each one gets their own bracha. Salik Masechta Pesachim.